This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Frisco off of Preston. Thank you, everybody, who's already out here. And if you haven't made your way out here, you should. We're having a blast, and I have now eased up. So it's time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, good, good. I want to ask you this because I don't ever want to assume anyone's feelings about anything. But one of the things that Jerry was talking to us about that I thought was really fascinating, and I just don't agree with, and I think you already know that, is he seems fascinated and doesn't understand why people keep asking about the running back position. Do you feel that same way? Because just so my position is clear as well, I totally understand why people are asking about the running back position.
Well, they were asking about it for months, right?
True, true, true. He just seems surprised that that is still the case.
Well, and here's one of the things that I like to say. It's great to ask questions, but don't be afraid of the answer.
Sure.
Right?
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
When you don't agree with it, well, okay, what you asked the question, and that's what you got from him.
Yeah,
I understand why everybody's asking. They haven't run the ball, but to me, and I keep saying it, I don't think the offensive line has played well in the run game. I just don't see where, and I'll keep saying it, I don't see where there's holes that the running back's not going through. And that a different running back would, you know, make a significant difference in kind of what they're facing. So, I mean, it's two games, you know, keep going. And it seems like, you know, Dalvin Cook's the answer to everything. Am I right?
Like no, very no. Backup
He's on the practice squad.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the backup quarterback theory, Mickey. It's like when, you remember when Anthony Wright was here and everybody was like, no, put Anthony Wright in instead.
The Rams needed the Rams needed a running back, and they went and got somebody off their couch when they could have gotten somebody off a practice squad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the guy in the practice squad's practicing. The guy in the couch ain't practicing. So, I mean, he's free. Are the Cowboys the only ones that need a running back out of 32 teams, you know, the other 31 teams? So
yeah, surely not.
I just want to see it where I say, okay, the offensive line is playing awfully well and these running backs aren't hitting the hole or they're not capable of getting through the hole.
I think that's fair.
Then, you know, maybe I'll say, okay, it's time. I just don't think they've seen that yet. And they're not going to tell you, well, the offensive line not playing as well as it needs to, right? That ain't going to happen. So we'll just keep an eye on it as it goes along.
You know, Babe Laufenberg was on Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show yesterday, and he dropped he doesn't want Micah to spy on Lamar Jackson, which I totally get because he's your best pass rusher. But he threw out this the put your worst in coverage linebacker out there to spy on Lamar Jackson. Would you agree with that? And who would be that guy that you would say, all right, that's the spy for Lamar?
Well, it depends how they're playing it, right? If you indeed are going to do it, I think the only guy that's kind of big enough but fast enough to do it would be Overshown.
Yeah, but he's good in coverage too, isn't he?
Well, I don't know how good he is in coverage yet. I mean, we haven't seen him in coverage, have we? I mean, we've seen him sack the quarterback when he got shot out of a cannon, right?
Yes, yep.
So I think he's athletic enough and you know, I don't know. I think he's around 235. That he would be big enough to make tackles in the open field, and you know that's what you got to do. I don't know. You know, if you have three linebackers on the field, I mean, Leofau's pretty good in coverage. But is he athletic enough and is he fast enough to run with Jackson? Now, the key thing is, number one, you got to keep him in the pocket, right? So that's on your defensive ends. You can't let them outside. You can't get out of your lanes. Now, number two is they will call plays for him. It's not just he scrambles, right? They're going to call run plays. And once again, your front has to play well. You can't get knocked off the line of scrimmage like they did against the Saints, where your defensive linemen are going backwards. Or they're going outside so far that they're leaving a lane if the defensive tackle gets blocked. So that's kind of the way you got to stop him from running. You've got to contain him in the pocket, and especially when he's trying to throw, you want to force him to throw the ball, I think. I'm not terribly afraid of him if he's in the pocket throwing.
Sure.
At least if he is, then you know where he's at. You can go, try to get him. But it's those run plays they actually call for him. Those are the ones that would scare me, because now he's got 10 blockers, right?
Yeah, I agree with you there. Now, we haven't talked about either one of these players a whole ton during the week, but both made impacts in the last game, or however impact you can make in a blowout. But what's your thoughts about Jalen Tolbert and Schoonmaker thus far, and maybe in the game on Sunday? Because I know career highs for Schoonie in that game, and then Jalen Tolbert also made a heads-up play in addition to his catches.
Yeah, I think as a third wide receiver, I think you're fine there. I don't know if you're worried about the third wide receiver, but I think he can do that job, and I think Overshown, a Schoonmaker, as a second tight end at this point in his career, I think he's, shown that he's got a little something. I don't know that you want him to be your starter, your number one guy, and that's why
Sure. It's,
kind of good news that Ferguson at least practiced on a limited basis the last 2 days, and I think they feel good about his ability to play in the game. But as a second tight end and a guy that if you're going to go two tight ends, you got to be it's not just catching passes, right? You got to be able to block. And I think he's pretty good at that at this point. And he'll get better, I think, as a receiver. These guys are young. He wasn't very healthy last year. A lot of these young guys, are going to get off to a slow start, but they chose to rely on a bunch of these young guys, either rookies or guys that are in their second year that didn't play much their rookie year, and you just got to hope that they come along as the season progresses. And so, getting off to a slow start, like I said, I don't think anybody out there pick the Cowboys to be any better than 1-2 after 3 games.
Are you really thinking about that?
Yeah,
one, Kevin?
That's an interesting question.
I mean, when you did your WLs when the schedule came out, you didn't have them beating the Browns.
I did.
In Cleveland?
I was not a Cleveland believer.
Okay.
I also wasn't a Saints believer.
But you weren't a Saints believer.
No,
that's,
I wasn't,
that is
yeah.
very fair. I had them beating the Saints.
I had them 2-1.
You're right about
stretch,
that.
Yeah.
You're
and I bet you
right
were a Baltimore
that.
Believer too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So this schedule already has not gone how I thought it would for the most part.
As Zach Martin told me when I said something to him about that, he goes, "Mick, you know better to assume things in the NFL."
That's a good point, because we did a topic at the beginning of this week, and I was like,
or
oh.
at Notre Dame, you know what I'm saying?
There were so many upsets, and then we're like, well, maybe not. I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, so maybe this is exactly what these teams are going to be. Do you have a prediction for
no,
us?
No, I don't.
What? Come on, Mick.
Here's what's bothering me from picking Baltimore. Remember what we thought of the Raiders when we saw them in preseason?
Yes, that they stunk.
And that they played their starters against the Cowboys
yes.
backups?
Yes.
And they had him at home and lost to him. So you're going to get 23-20 Cowboys from me.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll start catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good. See ya.